Blog Talk Radio.
There's no reason for you to find fault in me. There's no reason for me to find fault in you. And none of us are perfect, but we are as perfect as we were created. After all, we feel the same sun, breathe the same air, live on the same earth, and under the same sky. So let's just get it right now. You have a soul like I do, so I have no right to judge you. But the minute I do, it's a reflection of how I feel about me. Children, and how do you parent when you have foster children? So, the name of the show or the content that we were speaking of is who and should be, who should be, and who should not be foster mother. And believe it or not, I got 4 emails. And although I didn't think anybody was listening, sometimes I just talk stuff to get the stuff off my damn chest and out of my mind. And it's conversations basically that I have with other people, some of the stuff that bothers me. And so if I put it out there in the universe, though, I already know that somebody may be listening. And, you know, I was kind of offended by some of the emails. 2 in particular, you know, and basically it was because I brought up a financial aspect And y'all remember the parts I brought up for those of you who were listening yesterday. I mentioned something to the fact that if you wanted to see how sincere people was in terms of their parenting skills and just how much or what their motives were, you could alleviate that right away by giving them a voucher for, you know, like food, clothes, and what's wrong with that? No monetary or no financial incentive at all, because you have put some of these women in a situation, in a condition that they are financially willing to sell their own children, their natural children, biological children, who have passed and grew up in their wombs, away, are willing to sell that side of themselves out and follow the rules, again, of the systematic slavery that will offer you a financial compensation and tell you to bring this child into your home who has a conglomerate of problems, and your focus continues to stay on that child and not your very own. Now, one of the emails said, how dare I am, you know, hurting the thousands of countless of foster parents who take on this endeavor and, you know, have sincere motives. And well, then that means that this conversation wasn't for you. That's all it means. You know, it does not mean that I had an indictment on the whole, you know, pool of foster parents. It just meant, and I was speaking specifically about black women, and I don't know if you, Jay Fed, whoever you are, if you are a male or female, or if you're black or white. But specifically, I was speaking what goes on in my community, because that's who I'm mostly dealing with on a daily basis. And these are just some of the sicknesses that permeate our lives and our environment and our culture. It's the madness within the madness. So I was just addressing that. And if this is not part of what you are doing, well, then I appreciate you and I applaud you and continue the good work. However, that does not minimize the people that I'm speaking for, or the young lady that had some very serious issues because of her experience growing up in a home where her mom chose foster children to expose her and her siblings to from the age of 6 years old. And this is a reality for her, and it's a reality for a lot of other people. So those are the people, and that's what I'm speaking to. Now, as far as a person saying that I should be ashamed of myself because you need financial, you know, compensation to do this, I differ. Because that is the main catalyst, and that's the reason why you're going to sell your darn children out in the first place, because of the check. And I said it then, and I still believe that. I believe that there are some women who are just not equipped emotionally to be parents. While they may put on a good face and they can do all the right things in terms of, and I say aesthetically, so it may look and appear from the outside that things are going very well. But when you go inside and open up the door and really go in under the situation, it's all full of dead man's bones, and no one is asking the pertinent questions to the children that belong biologically to the mother. I still contend that. So, for the dialogue sake, if you're listening to see what I was going to say today, I wish that you would call in, and I would love to have this discussion with you. The number is 310 312-982-4136. Again, the number's 310-982-4136. I mean, and honestly, it ain't like that. I really would like to have open and honest dialogue with you because this is really what I feel, and that's why I chose to speak on it. And I really don't really speak about things unless I have some knowledge about it or I have experienced it in some shape, form, or fashion. I'm going to give you an example. I used to run a respite facility for children who had been exposed to severe emotionally stressed situations and violent situations. For whatever reason, they had to be removed from their homes. And it was on a temporary basis until they were placed in either an emergency shelter or back with the parent or whatever the circumstance was. A respite facility is just what it was. And sometimes these placements could go as long as 30 days. Okay? Now, in my heart, not only had I been exposed and experienced living with people who were not really my biological siblings, it kind of made it easy for me to do. And on the emotional level, I remember when the Oklahoma City bombing occurred, and it was real emotional at that time, and everybody was like, you know, what are we going to do about the children? I thought about the children, and I was offered, an opportunity to help children in that way. And I got emotionally, got caught up in, and there were just a lot of dynamics. There were times where I had to expose my daughter to the children that were involved in, you know, the facility. Now, do I regret that? Well, of course, it didn't happen long enough, and it was a situation that was a little different. But if I had the chance to do it over again, I probably wouldn't. It's probably not a situation that, because of the dynamics and the things that are happening with children and the things that they are being exposed to today, I probably would have never, you know, the days that they say bring your child to work day, I would have been like, honey, you can't come to this job. Okay? Yes, I do feel like that. So, and that's real talk. Because there were children that who had been exposed to rape, murder, actual watching somebody being executed. Hell, I haven't even seen that. So I hadn't even seen anything like that at that point. So what emotionally and to have the intellect and the wherewithal to go in to handle this and have dialogue with a child like that is really sad. And it's really reflective for me. So I wouldn't dare want to expose a younger child and expect him to be able to discern and to, you know, really be objectionable playing with a child with this type of background, and that child has not been exposed to that. I mean, that's just like taking the kid out of heaven and just throwing him straight into the pits of hell. So, for a person that has done that on a long and continuous basis, and that's all their existence is, yes, I wonder how they see the world. Okay? I don't feel bad about saying that they need a voucher. And I really want you to understand that, because that's where you will find out where the motive really is. Because if you have been told by your biological mother that you get a check for these kids and I don't get a check for you, to me, that is just the most insane, emotional crutch or crusher that you could put on your own child And to not be able to see that, to me, is devastating. And for you to think that that is acceptable, and that there is not even, a questionable, there's a questionable thought now in another person's mind of your rationale, in terms of how you approach a child's psychic, then that's too bad, because that would need to be questioned. Because the person that you brought to birth has no control over that. There was some control involved with you bringing the adopted person into the home. And when you are bringing these type of children in your home and they're molesting your own children and you don't do anything, I think that the check becomes bigger than the reality of your responsibility. And I don't really think that I need to apologize for that. I really don't. In fact, it's really sad that we can't handle the truth in that aspect. So again, for those of you who are really doing an honest and sincere job, I really want to thank y'all. And I don't, you know, I don't mean to minimize what you do. And this conversation is not for you. But for those of you who are on a psychological level and a mental level, and you know I'm speaking to you or someone that you know, well, start with that. Are you or do you know someone that is a foster parent? Okay? Have you seen any change or, degression in their natural children? Some women are wise enough to bring other children into their homes when their own children have, have reached a certain maturity level, and usually would bring a child in that is younger, so that pretty much the other child's personality is set, and they're not being put in a position where they're gullible or vulnerable to older children when you're not around. Well, that wasn't the case with this young lady. This young lady was thrust into that type of lifestyle since she was 6 years old. And so I'm assuming with all that going on, and as far as you can remember, that you've had other children in your house that didn't belong to your mom, that didn't belong to your father on a biological level, but they came with all sorts of baggages and packages. Then if no one ever was even concerned about how you felt about the matter, I'm sure you probably grew up to be a pretty jaded person as well. And that is probably a situation where you need to get deprogrammed, because you would realize that your very own mother have sold you out. Or if you're a husband and your wife continues to bring children in the house, and you see that because the independence of the money that she's getting, she's already got kids anyway, but the fact that she's getting this money coming in, maybe that you're not giving her, or maybe that she doesn't feel that you're giving her enough and you guys aren't working as a team with this parenting. And now the parenting has become one-sided, where you're saying, I don't think we should do this anymore. And now they're still coming in, whether you like it or not. Obviously, this is a situation of a financial monster. And how can that not be detected? How can that not be detected in the person's own children? Is it because that they are dressed nice? Or is it because they can psychologically play the game? Well, absolutely, because, you know, you can't look into a man's mind and see what he's thinking. So all I'm saying is, for those of you who are guilty, think about it. Do yourself a favor. Keep your pulse. I know that children need homes. I'm not sitting up here trying to advocate for everybody to just dump your foster children out, you know, and don't entertain the fact that we do have children that need homes. What I am saying here is before you can sweep around somebody else's door, you have to make sure that your home is intact. Preferably, it'll be difficult if you bring a child into your home who has a whole lot of negative experiences that your child hasn't experienced, and they're around the same age, or the foster child is older. Know that your child is going to be exposed to a lot of unwanted, a lot of negative, a lot of dysfunctional behavior. And is it worth it? What is worth it? Because how can you help another child that has that situation when you created that in your own child now? Or you bring a child in who has been sexually assaulted and sexually molested. Why would you bring that child into your home and expose your child without keeping a pulse on the situation? It's an impossibility if this child is a sexual predator. So what are we doing in the name of foster care? And then when you bring the child into your home, it's not a matter of if, it's going to be a matter of when the child makes an accusation against you or the child or the parent. Hear me good. It's not going to be a matter of if, it's going to be a matter of when. Now you brought, again, the system into your home. Now, if the allegations are true, of course, then let the chips fall where they may. But a good percentage, I won't say what the number is because I really don't have that fact in front of me right now, but a good percentage of cases go unsubstantiated. With that being said, however you being turned upside down, your husband or your significant other or one of your children have been accused of being a sexual predator or being a sexual deviant now because you brought a sexual person into the home. See, it's just a madness all the way around. So what we need to do is when we find out, I think, in our community, because we're taking black children out of the community, these institutions are making money off of our misery. That's all what they're doing, okay? So it's just another extension of white supremacy. So here's how it works. We take the black kids out of the home. Okay, we keep the social workers a job by coming into the new foster parents' home, telling them what they should do with this child, and they come in and maintain, so they say, a healthy, therapeutic environment for the child. However, again, your child is truly imposed upon. No family is held in that manner. You cannot share parenting responsibility with the government. It just not work like that. A parenting is a responsibility from God. Now, if you are not able to step up to the plate and do this because it is a calling from God, then you shouldn't be in this arena. And if you are in this arena, then a clothes voucher, a food voucher, what are the other things? Supplies, whatever you need, you should be afforded a voucher for and not cash money in your hands. Because as we can see now, the dynamic that has happened is you have your own family members selling out family members because the government has figured out a way to continue to get money off of you, keep the children sick. Okay, because a very big majority of them also go from the foster care system to the prison system. Okay, so you're just housing them temporarily until they go there, and because the laws are set up so that you really can't have any effective parenting skills, you can't have a white therapist come in and deal with a black problem because just dealing with the behavior and not dealing with the constructs of white supremacy is not going to help anybody, okay? So let's just cut the crap. You're not going to have that. But some black people refuse to even entertain the fact that they are navigating like zombies through white supremacy, and however they can get paid, that's just what they want to do. Now, if you fit into that boat, then I'm talking about you. And if I am talking about you, then you really, really need to do some reevaluation about your parenting skills. What you really need to do is sit down with your biological children. You know, you need to have that conversation with them. If anything, if you bring some more children in the home, I believe it's more imperative that you talk with your children more. Don't assume, because you know what they say, when you assume, you make an ass out yourself. So don't assume that everything is going well because they're smiling or they're not smiling or they're not saying anything. And don't be so entrenched with a big check that they give you that's tax-free, okay, that you find a way to take care of needs that have nothing to do with that child. And it becomes a financial albatross around your neck in your own home. You sever relationships, you don't care about relationships, and you think that as long as you can, warehouse children and push your natural children away, then it's a bad system. You're a bad representation of the system, and you need help. So I really hope that, you know, JFEP, that you understand where I was coming from with the program. I really hope that somebody that is experiencing this or has experienced that will feel free to know now that there is a dynamic going on like that, and you're not crazy, and you need to understand that there is a dynamic in this country called money, that it'll make the meekest, humblest person flip the script. So with that being said, you have to work through your own demons, and you have to work through the negativity that was inflicted and that was imposed on you by people that your parents allowed to come in and inflict this madness on you. I hope that you seek the help that you need. I hope that you heal and that you are in your healing. And you are not alone. So with that being said, I'm going to say goodbye. And I hope you have a wonderful day. And Hotep.
You know it's true. the pain.